over.
I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. A top health official says we're out of the pandemic phase of COVID-19.
National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease Chief Anthony Fauci, whose insistence on measures like masking and school closures, and who derided leaders in states that began to do away with pandemic protocols, now says the COVID-19 pandemic is over within the United States and that the virus will likely never be eradicated. Fauci tells PBS that keeping the virus in check will likely require yearly vaccinations and monitoring. He also notes the pandemic conditions persist in other parts of the world. Eben Brown, Fox News.
CDC says COVID cases are at a lower point than they have been in months, and two-thirds of the population is vaccinated. The parents of Trevor Reed, the U.S. Marine who had been held in Russia since 2019 after he was accused of assaulting an officer, say they're excited he will be coming home. His mother, Paula Reed.
We're happy. It's a great day for us and for Trevor, and we're just looking forward to seeing him.
The release came about after the U.S. agreed to release a convicted Russian drug trafficker who had been serving 20 years for conspiracy to smuggle cocaine into the U.S. President Biden honoring the Teacher of the Year this evening at the White House.
I got here because of my parents and my teachers. And so, folks, you know, that idea is exemplified by the National Teacher of the Year.
This year's honoree, Kurt Russell, who teaches at Oberlin High School in Ohio, the president said he appreciated the comments from Russell about how in his classroom, even if people disagree, they're respectful to one another. On Wall Street, the major indexes ended the day mixed. The Dow added 61. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Charges in Chicago for a sanitation worker accused of trying to sell an automatic weapon on the job.
Illinois prosecutors say 38-year-old Charles Sikanich, an employee of the Chicago Department of Streets and Sanitation, tried to sell an MP40, an illegal fully automatic machine gun, while working his shift, though to an undercover ATF agent, who he allegedly told he'd have his mother complete the sale in hopes of avoiding complications to his role as a superintendent of Chicago's 45th Ward. He's charged with possession, an attempted sale of a machine gun, and official misconduct. And he also faces up to 17 years in prison if convicted. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Supreme Court is being asked to decide whether Oklahoma retains the authority to prosecute non-Native Americans for crimes committed on tribal land when the victim is Native American. A decision could come later this year. A new survey looks at the most popular housing markets in the U.S.
The hottest places to live are now often the most affordable, according to the Wall Street Journal Realtor.com Emerging Housing Markets Index, which found Rapid City, South Dakota, the number one metro area for the quarter. Other top cities include Santa Cruz, Watsonville, California, Boulder, Colorado, Fort Collins, Colorado, and Raleigh, North Carolina, as well as Northport and Naples, Florida. The less expensive cities with strong local economies climbing on the index is a sign that many home buyers are giving priority to affordability. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Elon Musk's request to scrap a settlement with federal regulators over 2018 tweets that claimed he had the funding to take Tesla private is being denied by a federal judge. The settlement required Musk's tweets be approved by a Tesla attorney. The SEC is investigating whether Musk violated the agreement made in October of 2018. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.